B-Pod Studios.
Podcast.
If we can have Loren's attention for 5 minutes.
I feel like for the past...
Something happened.
3 hours.
So here's Loren.
You've been dealing with this.
On the show, something happened at around 8:15
where
she got on a call or a text, and then the shit hit the fan. And it's nothing work-related. It's all personal, Beasley. So I don't know if you want to not pay her for the last 2 hours. Did you mark in your... what do we use? Trinet? Did you mark in your Trinet that you were absent for 2 hours?
No.
What are you working on for real?
She's trying to legally vacation.
Yeah. There's two things happening.
Oh, something else
parallel.
Other than legal vacation?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
You need a negative test.
Yeah.
And you need a visa.
Yeah, there's something else?
No, there's two things happening about the trip.
No, I think there's something else happening. I think there's other drama afoot.
It's not drama. It's just something with cash at school.
Oh.
Ooh, right now? Happening now?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, I just received a 16-page document.
About his behavior?
Because
I could outdo that. I got a 20-pager. So tell Elena to handle it.
Yeah, she's here.
She's not here for cash right now.
What is she here for?
Yeah, for you?
No, she's just here on vacation. And then she's going to help. She is going to, because we can't leave our active au pair by herself. We can't just go out of town and leave the kids with
just
her.
Just so you couldn't leave Elena
right.
by herself, yes.
So there needs to be another parental person there as like a backup. And Elena is like... our backup person.
Okay. Mm.
So she will be us when we're out of town.
Okay.
So what has she been doing every day? What do you guys like have so much fun and drink wine and talk all day and gossip?
We did go to lunch yesterday.
That's nice.
Yeah.
You and Elena?
Mm-hmm.
How is she?
She's good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be here?
Yes.
Sad? Is she sad to miss her family for the holidays?
Mm-mm.
So Loren has given her the good life, and she sees nothing else.
Yeah.
No.
She went back to Italy.
It's like
beautiful, gorgeous
beautiful.
Italy. And she's like, it fucking sucks.
I fucking hate this. And it's like a beautiful background. She literally, this is a true story, she takes her Instagram, and she walks into her house, and she goes, this is my house. I know it's not like you're used to seeing in America. It was like an apartment. She fucking hates her apartment.
I love how you guys say her fucking.
Her fucking.
Where is she? Give me your laugh.
I love that.
All right, so she's good.
Yeah.
And her and Laura are getting along no problem. Mm-hmm. Is she teaching Laura a thing or
Whoa.
Two?
Whoa. Okay. Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
No, they're
I was just surprised by your gestures, that's all.
Okay.
Stop trying to make drama where there's no drama, Roy.
I don't think I was making drama where there's no drama.
I'm eating goldfish.
Is there a language
way.
Barrier whenever they talk to
no,
each other?
No.
I gotta hear
and,
that.
Right?
Laura actually speaks a little Italian.
Ah.
So. Oh.
They talk about you behind your back?
Probably.
Oof. Beach. I think I know what that means.
I think I hear white devil.
Where are you going?
Hey, you convinced me with the goldfish.
Yeah, I'm going to get a goldfish.
So has Elena kind of taught Laura a thing or two that maybe she did that, you know?
No, not yet. So.
Or not teach, like, did Laura pick up on anything?
No, because they haven't really, like, had the kids together yet. Like, I think
okay.
that will happen when I'm out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But. I think Elena is trying to be very respectful of,
yeah.
like, how she does things. And then she'll just show her, like, what works for her.
Right.
You know, when she was...
And Elena, your au pair, has a great relationship with Cash. And she was here when Jackson was born. So
yes.
her relationship with Cash is stronger than her relationship with Jax, just based
yes.
on the amount of time they've
yes.
been together.
And then Laura's relationship with Jax is stronger than her relationship with Cash.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Because she spends more time with Jackson.
Okay.
So Cash goes to school, and she's at home with Jackson, and she takes him to my gym and, like, other things.
Okay. So, how's Cash and Elena?
Wonderful.
Yeah. Is he super pumped?
Mm-hmm.
Have you broken the news to him that this is not permanent?
No.
Mm.
No.
How you going to do that?
Sock puppets.
Probably.
Make her leave in the middle of the night. She vanishes.
Goodbye, Cash. Where are you going in the Jeep? On the airplane. Back where? Italy. Bye. Yeah, see,
where
do
you think, do you think there's a chance that Elena will never leave?
No, I think she will go home.
She has to.
Her visa, I don't know like how it worked before, but this visa that she's on, she said is a little different than her, what she's had in previous years. But I guess there's like so much volume of people applying for the visas that they were just like overloaded with it. And they didn't want people applying for multiple visas in the year. So they said, okay, here's your visa. You can stay 90 days at a time and then you have to leave the country. There's no like, I mean, basically you could basically cross the border and then come back in the next day. And then it resets and you have another 90 days.
So she can go to Canada.
Yeah, or Mexico or whatever.
Perfect, go on a little vacation then come back.
Yeah, but I'm sure she wants to go home at some point. Hold on, I'll get there in a second.
Doesn't sound like it.
But she has this for 2 years.
Oh.
So she can do that as many times as it will allow within 2 years.
If you two are still talking at the end of 2 years, that'd be a good thing.
Why wouldn't it? They're like best friends.
I don't know. Sorry, I was reading a text message. That was not like a delayed response.
I was about to say, is there something more going on?
No.
You have to be a good interviewer, Roy. You have to just throw it out there and see if they respond to it. No, that's
I don't
awesome.
Even know what you asked me, to be honest with
now,
you.
Now, let's talk logistics on the wrap party. Let's talk scheduling. I want to do a game night at your house because I want to go come see Elena.
Yes.
Like no kids type thing. So let's plan that.
Okay. When can you do it?
No, I'm pretty open. Like I'm done. Like all my traveling, unless another person in my family dies, I should be good.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Let's hope. So we have like 3 weeks. This week, of course, is shot. Sorry, I'm eating goldfish. Now they're stuck to the roof of my mouth. Roy, what's your schedule? We want to do a weekend, right? A Friday, probably.
I think my weekends are open.
Okay, good.
I know I have some Christmas what parties about like during the week.
Like the 17th?
Friday?
17th or 18th. That's our last... Well, I'd rather do it so we could talk about it on the air, because the 17th is our last day on the air.
Yeah.
So maybe the 10th or the... Oh, you have something on the 11th. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Yeah.
So how about this one? How about we just do the podcast, our goodbye podcast, and leave it at that?
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about this? Just hear me out. Our goodbye, our wrap party goodbye podcast for the year. What if we all Uber to work that morning and get drunk during it?
Wait, we're going to do a podcast to get drunk?
Well, after the show.
Oh, hold on. You're confusing me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to do a podcast from Loren's party.
No.
Okay.
You told our producer to reach out to Tom and Viola to do a podcast.
From?
The stadium.
The baseball stadium. Yes, but I thought you just said, because I was like, oh, we have to talk about our party on the air.
I was just thinking not even do the party and just have the party in the suite. When we do our wrap party podcast.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So can you do that the weekend of the 17th then?
The weekend of the 17th?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can come and see the girls?
For game night.
That was my stomach. At the stadium?
No, 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 no.
Or at my
separate.
House? Yes, stadium I can separate. I can still do game night the 17th.
Okay.
Game
night at Loren's house on the 17th?
I leave the 18th to go to Atlanta, so it has to be the 17th.
Where's she going to be?
Probably Utah.
Utah, right?
No, I'm going to my mom's that weekend.
Well, leave on Saturday.
I'm going to my mom's that weekend.
Same
what
answer.
Response.
All right.
It's a unique response.
All right, then we don't need her.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a partner anyway.
Yeah. Well, we don't want you anyway.
Oh, my God, my stomach.
I ordered breakfast. I tried to make up for that.
for yourself. Do you think she likes burritos and bacon, egg, and cheeses? I go, no, she likes green juice. He goes, yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Happy birthday.
Oh, shit. All right.
We're the worst, dude.
That we've already discussed that on our rap party.
How awful we are.
I mean, I feel bad. I really do. I feel bad, but that, I can't go back on my feeling. That was what, November 5th is her birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yours is?
June 5th.
That's what I thought. Excuse me, I just burped.
God, we are disgusting.
We better go before we discuss any other people.
Probably.
And plus, Lorraine's got more flights to book.
And my head's hurting.
All right. Sounds good, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.